KN4VWA.
Oh, there's Mr. Steve. I gotta watch this car here for a second. Z0TR. Good afternoon, Steve.
TR, KN4VWA.
Well, you have a hollered back, Steve. Can you hear me?
Ah, there you are, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Fine. Yep, Steve, no problem.
Okay, good. I just moved about 10 feet and I got you clear as a bell. I'm down in Malden. Hey, that is an interesting experience in that place.
I'm glad you like it.
That I like it, but, yeah, boy, they got the junk in there, man. I tell you what. I did manage to buy, you know, these screen protectors for your cell phones?
I'm online at Amazon. That's where I get mine.
Yeah, they're usually about anywhere from $20 to $24.
No, I didn't give that much for them. $5, $6, something like that.
Okay. Well, they had, I bought three different boxes of them, and I paid $3 for the three boxes of them. Each one had three protectors in it.
Roger. I don't know much about them, except I think mine are, I think they're glass. I'm not sure. They don't scratch. I know that, Steve. I got an iPhone 11, and I had an iPhone 6, and I've got them online there both times, and they were great. I can't remember the exact price, Steve, but they weren't that much, or I wouldn't give it.
They had a little bit of everything in there. They had stereos and TVs and shoes and, man, it, like I said, it was interesting.
All Tina products, of which you can get at Legals. Now, I've never been in it, so I can't really comment, but I know they were always packed up here.
Well, and you know what? The crowd really wasn't that bad there today. You know, I didn't have anybody breathing over the top of me or anything like that, but I definitely used my hand sanitizer when I came out, even though I had gloves on.
Well, we were going to go to Lowe's on the way back from Aldi's. And we just come by there, and the parking lots, I think there was one handicap parking place open, and the rest of the parking lot was full. Home Depot's full, clear out to Wade Hampton. It's just totally amazing. So we decided that we can just wait.
Well, yeah, I wish I hadn't heard that, because I've got to go to Lowe's probably first thing in the morning and try to get all the materials I'm going to get for a chicken coop.
Well, Steve, I think we were discussing that. I think that's the very best time to go. Now, there are a lot of people that will get up that do that kind of things that Lowe's and Home Depot offer, but not near so many as there is around the time, midday, that like we're coming by. But it was, the parking lot was saturated.
Wow. Well, you know, Home Depot's pretty bad about limiting the number of people that they'll let into the store. And, I tell you what, it was on a Tuesday afternoon at about 2 o'clock, and they had people lined up down the left side of the building as you were facing the building. And, the parking lot wasn't but about half as full as Lowe's, and Lowe's was fine.
Well, I know they don't generally park out there against Wade Hampton. You know, that's a huge parking lot, and the parking spots all along Wade Hampton were occupied, put it that way.
You have a daily double special on something, Roser, to get that many people into the Home Depot. Well, I'll head over there in the morning by about 7:30 or 8 with my little trailer and try to get my chicken coop materials and come back and get started on it. I love it.
GR, I had to holler at Ken here. I'd probably called him Steve. But at any rate, Steve, we're about home.
All right. Listen, I'm towards the barn myself, and I got to get all set up and laid out where I can fly in on that mess tomorrow. I got 7 chickens at the house that my granddaughter just had to have, and so Pop caved in and got them for her, and so now I got to build that chicken coop. Doesn't that sound like a grandpa?
Yep, spoil them and then send them home. Well, our kids built our first one, and the second one, where'd we get it, Lowe's or, I know, but we bought one of those metal ones at Lowe's and just added it on to the original chicken coop, Steve, and it works great. It's like a dog run or something, only it's, 5x10? Yeah, 5x10 foot.
Well, I got 7 chickens, and I'm going to build the main part of the coop 4x4, and the other part of it is going to be, the whole thing is going to be by about 12 feet long, 4x12.
Fine. We got, 14 now? 12. Yeah, one of them kicked me off the other day, and it didn't work out in her favor. Every time I'd go to get eggs, she'd bite me, and if I tried to pick her up, she would flog me and cut my arm open with her spurs and hit me in the face with her wings, and I just got tired of it, put it that way, Steve. She was a setting hen, and I understand that, but she'd been doing it for a couple of months, and they're not supposed to do that. So I corrected her.
Well, how did she taste?
6 times.
Was that, how did she taste?
6 times. That's how many shots. Well, that was a 9-shot revolver, but I only had 6 shots in it.
Goodness. Oh, well. Well, so now you're down to 11. Hey, where are you getting your chicks from? And when you get your chicks, do you know that they're hens?
Roger. No, I'm just kidding, but I did get rid of her. At any rate, the chicken man. I can send you the website, and he guarantees the sex of them, and we've gotten 14 altogether, wasn't it? And they've all been hens, just like he said. And what's the best? The Wilsomers? The Wilsomers are the best ones? Or the other ones? What's the other ones? You remember? Cucamarans. The Wilsomers or the Cucamarans is what we favor because they lay big brown eggs. And he's at Flat Rock, and we just drove up there and got them. I know the ratio of roosters to hens is normally not too good at the big box stores, you know, like, that's what I call them, like Tractor Supply and that. But I think the last time I was there, I seen some that had been pre-sexed. And if that's the case, they're supposed to be all hens, I think. And you don't need a rooster. We got all hens, and our eggs are just great.
K4VWA. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I talked to that guy, the chicken man. He's up at, well, I thought he was in Hendersonville. And he said that he really didn't sell any chicks. And see, we were kind of after chicks for our granddaughter. He gets them, or he sells them when they're in feathers, doesn't he?
Yeah, they're 8 weeks old. And we bought them for the eggs. So that was fine with us. And the fact that they were pre-sexed was fine. Because we really didn't want a rooster in there, Steve.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good enough, bud. Well, you better get on in the house before it starts pouring rain. It's just this fine mist down here on 85. at Pelham Road, and is it raining up there?
It's a crummy mist out here. Yeah, I noticed they had chickens at Tractor Supply when we was in there today, and
that's about all I know about them, Steve.
Well, I think you said you already had yours, but we didn't want the itty-bitty ones. We wanted them a little bigger, and they don't get out so easy, and 8 weeks old, and they're still real small, and you can handle them all right.
Yeah, we got ours from a fella up on Highway 357, just out of Campobello. His name's Steve Garrison. And we got them as two-week-old chicks. And we did that because of our granddaughter. We wanted her to see them, you know, come from that stage and grow right on into adult chickens. And she just absolutely loved it. So, anyhow, the only problem is this guy doesn't sex them. He doesn't check them to see what they are. You just buy a bunch of what you get.
Well, on TV about that, we like to watch that 16-6 factory made and shows like that. And they were showing how they did that. It was something to do with the feathers. They knew which sex they were, hens or roosters. Anyway, Steve, we're home and sitting here, so we got to unload before it starts to rain. Rusty said it was raining over there by him. And you stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you down the line. KN4VWA in 0TR73.
KN4VWA. Trying to behave today, Tom. I'll talk to you later. Clear.